Hallelujah. You're welcome in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen. Let us pray. Our dear Father, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for counting us among the living. We thank you for this is the day you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank you for another opportunity of looking into your perfect law of liberty. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And let the eyes of understanding be enlightened, that we see the things that you have in store for us. Jesus be glorified. As your word comes to us, we receive healing for our body, healing for our mind. Hallelujah. Restoration of everything that is lost. Hallelujah. Be glorified, be magnified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Proverbs 4 verse 20. I'll share with us on what I titled God's Word Heals. God's Word Heals. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 to 22. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them. Glory to God. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Now the aim of this teaching is to establish in our hearts our first response to every symptom. And that first response to every symptom is the word of God. Praise God forevermore. Now, God specifically instructed me, I think sometimes last year, to teach and emphasize on the ability of the word to heal until your first response to every symptom is the word of God. Now, I don't have problem with people taking medications or undergoing medical intervention. If you have to go through that, well, there's no problem with that. However, when a symptom shows in your body, your first response should be the word of God. Praise God. Your first response should be the word of God. Now, I understand that most of us, because of how we have been trained or how we've been brought up, our parents do that subconsciously as an act of love. Maybe when you're having headache, your first response maybe is paracetamol. That's what they know best. When you're having some respiratory tract challenges, they look for some antibiotics to give you. Praise God. Now that is the first response. In medical science, for instance, we have first response to every challenge. Let's assume it's an accident scene or a domestic accident, whatever. A first response is a first aid. You try to see how you help the person. You try to see how you keep the person alive before you think of every other thing. Praise the Lord. What I want you as a believer, especially, most of us are young persons. I want you to develop now, to develop a mindset that your first response to every symptom is to go to the Word. Well, I know that based on how we have been trained, now when I say trained, how we are raised, subconsciously, we think of other things first. But the aim of this teaching is to let you understand that your first response to every challenge should be the Word of God. So when sickness shows on your body, what you should be checking first is the Word of God before any other response. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Somebody hearing what I'm saying? Now, if in the midst of that you needed some medical intervention, maybe you're standing in faith for healing for malaria, for instance, but the symptoms are becoming overwhelming and you feel you needed to take some medication or some injection, beautiful. You go ahead, but you should not let go of the Word of God. The Word of God should remain your first response. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's important for you to establish that mindset as a believer, because medical science have curable and incurable diseases. They classify diseases into curable and incurable diseases. Now, these classifications are based on the level of knowledge that we have. As we all know, knowledge is progressive. So what medical science previously may have classified as an incurable disease, over time, they find cure for it. Praise the Lord. So that tells me that whatever they are classifying as incurable now is based on the level of their knowledge. But with God, there are no incurable diseases. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, sometimes when we teach like this, I just perceive that and I want to address that. One of the things the devil brings to your mind is, so pastor, but if you say there is no incurable disease, I know of this person. He was sick. He believed God's word, but eventually died. I have a loved one that was sick. We prayed. We stood in faith. We broke bread. We did all the spiritual exercises we can do in relation to healing. But we didn't have a favorable outcome. The person eventually died. Now, one thing I always tell people when they say things like that is, you are trying to say that the experiences are more real than God's word. Praise the Lord. Someone asked Daddy one time, that, sir, this one that we're saying that the Word of God works, the Word of God works, are we saying it just to excite people or what? Say, because I've seen people that believe, but eventually they died. So what are we saying? All such thoughts are thoughts to weaken your own faith. Such thoughts are thoughts to weaken your own faith. Whoever you know that stood on God's word and did not receive his or her healing and eventually died, when you get to heaven, you will confirm why they died. But you, that you are alive, your duty is to hold on to the integrity of God's word. Now let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. I will see, come here, Proverbs, by God's grace. That's my test scripture. The Bible says, for this cause also, thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. Are you following this reading? Which effectually worketh also in you that believe. God's word is always working. And the Bible says it works effectually. It works effectively. God's word is always working. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Ye receive it not as for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, when you heard the word of God on healing, the Bible says you receive it not as word of men. You receive it not as what Pastor Anointed has said, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which worketh. Now you took it as God's word, which worketh effectually. Which effectually worketh also in you that believes. So if you believe, the word of God will always work for you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If you believe, the word of God will always work for you. So may the word of God works
for me always.
Now say it like a believer. The word of God works for me always.
The word of God works for me always.
Glory to God. Now, it doesn't matter your experiences. I want to establish this as I proceed on the teaching. Your experiences cannot define the word of God. Your experiences cannot define the word of God. Glory to God. Chedra, come please. Now, if I come to you, for instance, and I said, well, Brother Shadrach promised that he will give me 100,000 naira. And then you said to me, forget about it. That's how he usually says. What does that mean? What does that mean? He doesn't have integrity. It means what he says does not matter. Is that not so? You are speaking from experience. He has been saying that. He told Brother X, you give him. He did not do anything. He told you, you did not do anything. So this one you are saying you are wasting your time. Now that is what some of us do with the word of God. Listen. Each time you're questioning the word of God, you're questioning the integrity of God. Thank you. Every time you question the word of God, you're questioning the integrity of God. Now, I've said to us that if God's word seems not to be working for you, find out the missing link. Find out where you are missing it. It cannot be from God. Because God's word always works. So if the word seems not to be working for you, find out where you are missing it. Glory to God. Now, like I said earlier, I want to emphasize, we're focusing on you. Not someone that has stood on God's word and then maybe eventually died. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belongs to the Lord. Secret things belongs to the Lord. So whatever he has not revealed to us, when we get to heaven, we'll find out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yours is to believe the integrity of God's word. And 1 Thessalonians 2:13 tells us that the word of God works effectually. The word of God works how?
Effectually.
Maybe let's see New King James. That means God's word is always effective. God's word is always effective. Yeah, beautiful. You work for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. Can you see that?
Yes.
The word of God works how? Effectively in you that believe. So if you believe the word of God, God's word will work for you effectively. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. This means that each time you're standing on God's word, believing for healing or any other promise in scripture, the word is working effectively in you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 again. God's word heals. My son, attend, pay attention to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? Now, keep my words in the midst of thy heart. Why? Because my words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, the word health here, the word translated health here, also means medicine. It also means to cure, curative. Praise the Lord. Curative. It also means deliverance. Praise the Lord. But for the purpose of this class, let me stay with medicine. So when the Bible says that God's word are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh, that means God's word acts as a medicine to all your flesh. All your flesh means every part of your body. So God's word acts as medicine to every part of your body. Glory to God forevermore. Now, since the Bible says that the word of God is alive unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh, medicine to all their flesh, that means God's word can heal eye problem. God's word can heal liver problem. God's word can heal kidney problems. It can heal your blood from every disease. It can heal your bone marrow. It can heal cancer. It can heal tuberculosis. I mean, if it is medicine to all your flesh, provided it is part of your body, God's word can treat it. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't want you to just hear this as something that we're just sharing. I want it to become your personal revelation. I want it to be your first response to every symptom.
Amen.
Your first response to every symptom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even we as pastors, most times we are guilty of this. Someone comes to you with symptoms, complaining to you with symptoms. Most times the first thing we ask is, so have you taken some medication? Have you gone for treatment? Now, it is a mindset that we have formed over the years. But I want, over time, you as an individual and people around you, when they complain about symptoms, your first response should be, have you taken God's word? That should be the first response. Let God's word be our first response to every symptom. One of the reasons it's important to establish this, like I was saying earlier, that medical science has curable and incurable diseases. God forbid, in the process of time, what if medical science tells you you have an incurable disease and your faith has always been in medical science? Does that mean that will be the end of life? That explains why some people are scared of going for investigations. Because their hope has always been in medical science. So when medical science says there is no hope, they give up. I've said it here, and I want to say it again, that diagnosis is not a death sentence. That a diagnosis is given to you, it is not a verdict from God. The last report is not the final report. The last report given to you is not the final report. What God says concerning you is the final report. Praise the Lord. So whether you decide to go to seek for help, medical intervention, or not, let your first response be the word of God. When symptoms shows up in my body, one of the things I do is to take some healing messages and begin to play. That is why I've said it to you. It is important that you have scriptures that get activate your hunger. Carry some scriptures on healing and start reading. Or carry a book on healing and start reading. Now listen. The Bible says that God's word are life to those that find them, and health. Health, that medicine. Permit me, I'll replace the word health here with medicine. Medicine to all their flesh. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So that means, since God's word acts as medicine, whatever you see people take medicine for, you can take God's word to achieve the same. Whatever people take medicine for, you can take God's word to achieve the same. Praise God. Whatever people take medicine for, you can take God's word to achieve the same. Hallelujah. Now, if you're having headache, for instance, let me use a common symptom that most people can relate with easily. You're having headache, for instance, and paracetamol was recommended to you. You're having headache or you're having pain. Let's say you're having pain. any part of your body, then a pain reliever was recommended to you, paracetamol, for instance. Maybe the pain is on your shoulder. Praise the Lord. The doctor gives you paracetamol or any other pain reliever, and you go home and take the pain reliever. Few hours later, you notice that the pain is going down, and later the pain has disappeared. You did not tell the doctor that this pain is in the shoulder. It's not in my stomach. Why will you tell me to swallow paracetamol that will go to my stomach when pain is in the shoulder? Praise God. Now, except you want to, you're a clinical pharmacologist or something, and you want to start studying the pathway of drugs one after the other, most of us don't know how drugs work. But when a drug is given to you, you take it and believe that it will go to the site of action and work. Is that not so? We don't know how it gets there. Your own is that the doctor said, when I take it, it will go there and it will work. Then you go home, you take it, you go, and then you expect it to work. How many of you realize that there are instances that doctors could give you medication, you take it the first day, you notice nothing. Sometimes I see the symptom increase. Do I have a witness? But maybe you call the doctor, you have access to the doctor, you call him. The doctor said, don't worry. Continue, just continue. The drug is actually for 2 weeks. You just started, just continue. I mean, sometimes some medications can be given to you, and then you start wondering. Someone has told me that, sir, I don't know whether this drug is even making me more sick. It seems I'm feeling more sick. How many of you have experienced that? You start taking drug as if the symptom just increased. But what do? You continue because the doctor said you should take it. Now listen to me. The Bible also says that God's word is medicine. It is not your duty to find out how the word will heal your body. Your duty is just to take the word.
Amen.
And initially, when you start taking the word, there are instances when you start taking the word, it will seem as though the symptoms are increasing. Child of God, continue. Continue. Because God's word is medicine. God's word is medicine. Listen, when I'm taking God's word, when I say taking God's word, I mean listening to God's word, meditating on God's word, or declaring God's word. Hallelujah. When I'm feasting on God's word, studying, listening, meditating on God's word, feeding on God's word, each time I'm doing any of those practices, I do it with the consciousness that I'm taking a medication. And I expect it to work. Listen, the same way you give medications time to work, give God's word time to work. Give God's word time to work. It is not every time that when you begin to feast on the word that you experience healing immediately. You must be patient. Give God's word time to work.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in Hebrews 6:12, let's be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Most times, as believers, we are not patient. When I say patience here, I mean consistent. Patience here means consistency. The challenge most believers have, especially in the area of healing and every other area, listen, this applies to every other area of your life, but for the purpose of this class, I'm staying with healing. The challenge most believers have in the area of healing, feasting on God's word to receive healing, is that we are not persistent, consistent. So when the Bible says through faith and patience we obtain, it means through faith and consistency. We have faith. The challenge most believers have is consistency. Consistency. That is the missing link. Consistency. Consistency will stop you. Absence of consistency, lack of patience, will stop you from inheriting the promise. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Be consistent. Papa Hagin said, if you choose to stand on God's word, you will not stand for too long. Because God will sure meet you there. You know why? Because the word of God works always. The word of God works always. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, referring to God's word, it says, God's word is life to those that find them. It is life to those that find them. Now, before I proceed on that, let's see John 6. I think John 6 verse 63. John 6 verse 63. Beautiful. Jesus Christ speaking says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words, Jesus speaking, the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That means that, listen to me, God's word is life. Now, what does that mean? It means when it comes in contact with anything that is dead in your body, it comes alive. So God's word brings to life everything that is dead in your body. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4, 22, verse 22. It brings to life everything that is dead in your body. I mean, it's so interesting to note that the Bible says that God's word is life. God's word is life. God's word is life. That means every death cell in your body that you want to come alive, as you feast on God's word, it gives life to it. It brings it back to life. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. But notice, the Bible says that God's word is life to those that find them. God's word is life to those that find them. In other words, the word has a life-giving ability, but you need to find it. It has a life-giving ability, but you need to find it. It is not life to everybody. Oh, beautiful. I understand in physics, we talk about potential energy and kinetic energy, isn't it? Potential energy, energy at rest. Kinetic energy, energy in motion. Now, the word on its own, having life, it's potential energy. Are you hearing me? When you find it, it becomes kinetic energy. Finding the word activates the word to work on your behalf. Glory to God. Finding the word activates the word to work on your behalf. Come on, say with me, the word of God works for me always.
The word of God works for me always.
The word of God works for me always.
Jibaraka
sola patia la katonda. Apuska la pandia lokosopai. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. His word says, I am healed, therefore I am healed. His word says, I am healed, therefore I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, 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 I am healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now the Bible says, God's word alive unto those that find them. They are alive unto those that find them. How do you find the word of God? Now listen. First, by feasting on the word. That is why it's important you read the Bible. We've learned here there are several relationships God expects us to have with the word of God. One is reading the Bible. It's good to read your Bible. Whether you understand it or not, read it. Bible reading, the same way you pick a novel and just read, pick Bible stories and read. It's amazing how some of you can finish a novel within a day or two, but you cannot sit down to read Bible stories. Bible stories they have impact on your life. They help you understand the language of scriptures. Some of you can pick things on social media and read. Pick things online and read. But you're lazy reading the word of God. Now let me ask you. How many of you realize that it is easier to pick up your phone and begin to search the social media than to pick up your Bible and open to read? Even when the Bible is in the same phone. And you think it's normal? No. The devil knows that your answer is in reading that word. So, he will do everything he can to see that you don't stay with the word. Maurice Cerullo said one of Satan's strategies is to get believers just weak. You are just weak. Each time you want to read the word of God, you realize that you're just tired. I'll do it later. But you want to check your status, you check immediately. You want to post something, you post it immediately. Now, this age and time, this generation, it is not easy. Because of the effect of social media in our life. Hallelujah. In fact, let me tell you, especially for you as a believer that loves the Lord, how the devil will do is, when you wake up, instead of reading the Bible, maybe you are finished praying, you say, okay, let me quickly post the church meetings that we are having. Do I have a witness? When you have quickly posted that one, say, okay, let me quick, which messages, who are these messages that came in? Let me quickly check it. Before you know, 1 hour is gone. And it takes just 45 minutes to read 4 chapters of the Bible. Now, how do I know this? I'm speaking from experience. So I started, one of the things I can tell you, one of the things I started doing to myself is a discipline of, one, I will not on the data or pick up the phone when I wake up until I'm through with prayer and Bible study. Because when you enter there are things that will require you to respond. Especially you have viewed the message, say, if I don't reply now, I'll forget. Ooh, let me quickly respond. Before you know, the day is gone. And the soul is now fed with things that will not help you to fight in the days of adversity. When you try to stay away from social media, you feel as though you will not survive. You will survive. Before social media, how were we surviving? I mean, when I went to Lagos last year, and the day I arrived, I think the next day my phone just crashed. I was in the hotel room, I just ignored it. They tried to fix it, they brought it later in the evening, it crashed again. So I kept it. They were the ones that were feeling bad for me. I remember Pastor Akasi's wife when she came to the hotel room. Sister, how have you been coping? I said, coping like how? That your phone is not working. You are not talking to anybody. You are just here in the hotel room. In fact, I remember one of our church members, I think it was Jubilee, that after 2 days or so, she sent me a message. I think they got me one phone to use. So she sent a message, says, I hope all is well with you. I noticed I've not seen any posts from you for the past 48 hours. Praise God. But you can stay away. You can stay away. Listen, one of the rules of engagement in social media that will help you in the use of social media is go to social media with a purpose. Do what you want and leave. But if you are just scrolling around, you spend the whole day there. Praise the Lord. What you can talk about, don't waste the whole day chatting about. Just talk it and move on. Anyway, don't know what took me there, but listen. So the Bible says that God's word alive to those that find them. Now, for you to find the word, you need to read through the Bible. You need to study the Bible. You need to feed on the Bible. You need to meditate on God's word. You need to create time to listen to messages, especially messages on healing. Let me ask you another question. How many of you realize that to pick up your phone and play a message most times is very difficult? Do I have a witness? Maybe you want to even sleep. You say, let me play a message. You are seeing the phone now. It's just to play it. You say, I'll play it tomorrow. Because the devil knows, and your flesh also knows, that every encounter with the word of God leads to transformation. Every encounter, no matter how brief, every encounter with the word leads to transformation. It doesn't leave you the same. So you fight it, discourage you, so that you should not feast on the word. But you have to discipline yourself to feast on the word. You have to discipline yourself to feast on the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, until you listen to the word, before you can find the word, in the midst of your study, are you hearing me? Reading the word, studying the word, there are words that will come alive to you as regards healing. That is one way to find the word. There are two ways I want to tell you about finding the word. That is one way to find the word. As you are feasting and you are studying, you come across some words that come alive. Your spirit man just get excited with it. As your spirit listens to it, it's excited. That is one way to find the word. Praise the Lord. Several years ago, I remember our father and the Lord gave us an instruction here, which has helped most of us. He said, go and stay with the word of God on healing until the word becomes your personal revelation. It is good to listen to healing confessions. Are you hearing me? It is good to listen to healing confessions and repeat it. But it is better when the confession flows out of you naturally. It is what you have seen and you are saying. Confession actually is supposed to be what the revelation you have seen, then you declare. What you believe, you say. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Praise the Lord. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, unless you are feasting on the word, you cannot find the word, especially in times of crisis. You cannot find the word. Jesus Christ speaking says, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance. You can only bring to remembrance what somebody has known. Is that not so? If you don't know it, what can he remind you of? If you don't know it, what do you expect him to what do you expect him to remind you of? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the second way to find the word that will heal your body is the word that comes alive in your heart when there is a challenge. The first way is as you feast on God's word. The second way is the word that comes alive in your heart when there is a challenge. That is the Rhema word. Rhema word that comes alive in your heart when there is a challenge. Praise the Lord. So I've mentioned to you at least two ways that you can find the word that will heal your body. One, the personal revelation that you receive from Scripture as you're feasting on the word. Number two, the word that comes alive in your spirit when there's a challenge. The word that comes alive in your spirit when there is a symptom. Did you follow me? Now, this word that comes alive in your spirit can come in form of a song. Maybe a song that will be playing in your heart. Are you hearing me? Can come in form of a song. Can be a word that you have feasted on that comes alive in you. Can be a personal instruction that God gives you. Because this Rhema word, it can be, God can tell you that drink some more water. God can tell you that take some rest. God can tell you lose some weight. God can tell you avoid this kind of meal. Those are Rhema word. They also bring healing to all your flesh. God knows your body more than you know your body. He knows what is wrong with you. How many of you know that there are times that people go to hospital and doctors cannot actually diagnose what is wrong with them? But God knows exactly what is wrong with you. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what is wrong with you. So he can give you specific instructions. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
On Sunday, for instance, after service, while I was still sitting here, suddenly symptoms just came all over me. I mean, severe headache, joint pains, body pains. I didn't just understand how my system just changed within few minutes. So I started searching my heart for the word. What is the word that I need? Listen, each time symptom shows up on your body, there is a word in your heart. It's for you to locate it. Now listen. That word, for some of you, that word can be, go and see the doctor. Because the Holy Spirit knows that there's no word that is stored in your heart for this season. What you need is that injection. Then we continue feasting on the word. Are you hearing me? Provided it is what is dropped in your heart, follow it. In living in divine health and receiving healing, there are no hard, fast, how do you say it? Hard, fast rules. Whatsoever. These are the fixed laws. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There are instructions that God could give you. Now, the way God could instruct me about the symptom may be different from how you instruct Pastor Tim. Even in my own life, the way God will instruct me when I have a particular symptom, maybe different from how you instruct me when another symptom shows up. The most important thing is for you to locate the Rhema word. Remember, God's word are alive to those that find them. It's that finding process. So, when someone is having symptoms on his body, for instance, and we encourage him to feast on healing scriptures, to declare healing scriptures to himself, it is not so that we'll convince God that the person has been feasting on healing scriptures. No. It's so that the person will be able to locate the word that will bring healing. So as you are feasting on healing scriptures, the aim is to locate what is that word that will bring my healing. Please, once you locate the word, that is where your answer is. Once you locate the word, that is where your answer is. Endeavor to act on it. Once you locate it, unless you are not interested in healing. Praise the Lord. But God's word alive to those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. Let's see Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. I think the Amplified Translation. Thank you. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain and snow come down from the heavens and return not there again, but water the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Come on. Next verse. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effects, useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. What is the Holy Spirit saying here? The same way rain comes. When rain comes, what happens? It waters the ground, isn't it? So the Bible says the purpose of rain is to water the ground. And when it waters the ground, suddenly you see grasses will start growing. Plants will start growing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure even within our environment now, with the rains that are still coming, when you see our environment is turning green already. Because the purpose of the rain is to come and water the earth and cause the seeds to grow. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
To water the earth and cause the seeds to grow. Now, if there are seeds or plants that you planted intentionally also, when the rain comes, its purpose is what? To water it and cause it to bring forth. Are you following me? So, God compared his word with rain. So, the same way rain comes and waters the earth and cause it to bring forth. He said, that is how my word also operates. Whenever you have found that word, whenever my word has come to you, are you following me? Whenever my word has come to you, it must produce result before it returns to me. That's what the Bible is saying here. The same way rain waters the earth and causes it to bring forth. Likewise, when God's word comes to you, it must produce results before it returns to heaven. He says, it shall not return to me without accomplishing what I intended for it. See your note has fallen down. It shall what I intended for it to accomplish. Glory to God. Now listen. How many of you have ever received some prophetic words that have not come to pass yet? The word is still with you. It will not return to God void. No. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word from my word will pass. So, those words that God has spoken concerning you, you may not have seen the manifestation. No. Hold on to it. Those words that have come alive in you, you may not have seen the manifestation. Hold on to it. That means when there is symptom on your body also, and you have received the word that has come alive in you, as you hold on to that word, you are declaring it to yourself, and the symptom is persisting. Hold on to it. That word is still with you. It cannot return to God empty. That's what the Bible is saying here. Every word that God sends, He sends it with a specific assignment. And it must fulfill it. Listen. Every word that proceeds from God comes with the ability to fulfill itself. Every word. It comes with the ability to fulfill itself. Every word that proceeds from God, it comes with the ability to fulfill itself. Come on, say with me, the word of God works for me.
The word of God works for me.
Always.
Always.
Healing works for me.
Healing.
Always. Can we see Luke chapter 1 verse 37? I think I will read that and stop. I'm sure you've learned something. God's word heals. God's word heals. God's word heals. I want that truth to be established in you. God's word heals. Luke 1 verse 37. Thank you. The Amplified. Thank you. Can we read it together? It says what? For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So every word that God speaks to you, it comes with the ability to fulfill itself. When God tells you that you are healed, that word comes with ability to fulfill itself. Your duty is to believe and keep declaring it despite every challenge around you. Learn to give God's word time to work in your life. Learn to give God's word time to work in your life. Glory to God. Now, I said to you earlier from Proverbs 4:22, we read that God's word is medicine. Now, listen to me. Since God's word is medicine, if you choose to take enough of God's word, long enough, God's word will heal you. The interesting thing about this medication is that it has no side effects. It has no side effects. You can take more than enough. So, when the symptoms on your body is increasing, double the dose. Double the dose. You have been feasting on it 30 minutes, make it 1 hour. You've been doing 1 hour, make it 2 hours. Because as the symptom is increasing, you need to double the dose. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, receiving healing by standing on faith in God's word, it's an intentional act. It's an intentional act. It baffles me how some believers claim that they are standing in faith yet do nothing about the symptom on their body. So the symptom now becomes complicated, or they eventually die. And then other believers begin to ask what he believed. No. What was he doing with the word? It's an intentional act. So if you must receive healing by faith in God's word, you must be very intentional with the word. I've told you here that when a symptom shows up in your body, it's time for warfare. Don't take any symptom casually. Don't take any symptom casually. Use every ability you have to fight every symptom. Every knowledge, every resource you have that God has provided to you to fight every symptom. Don't take any symptom casually. Don't. Be very intentional about your health. Be very intentional about your health. For God's word to work for you, for God's word to produce healing in your body. Glory to God. Amen. Please go back to Proverbs 4 verse 20. Let me mention something there, and then we'll stop. Glory to God. Now, since the Bible says that God's word is medicine, it's important for you to understand how this medicine works. God enumerated to us, when I say you should be intentional about your about any symptom that comes on your body. God shows us how to be intentional about symptoms here. He says, my son, attend to my words. The first thing here is to give God's word an undivided attention. So how to take God's medicine? Number one, give God's word an undivided attention. Give God's word an undivided attention. Pay attention to God's word. So if you're attending to God's word, you are giving God's word an undivided attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot be attending to God's word and be attending to your symptoms. You cannot be attending to God's word and be attending to what the prognosis of your disease is. You cannot be attending to God's word and be focusing on the diagnosis that was given to you. Hallelujah. If you are focusing on God's word, you are not focusing on the diagnosis. If you are focusing on God's word, you are not focusing on the diagnosis. Are you following me? So when the Bible says attend to God's word, that means your attention should be what God has said. What God has said. It is sad that some people attend more to what the social media says than what God says. Some attend more, pay more attention to what the diagnosis says than what God has said. Some pay more attention to what the doctor has told them than what God has said. Every other report that is contrary to what God has said, let it go. That's what it means to attend to God's word. The Bible says, pulling down imagination and every false thing. Let God be true and every man be a liar.
Amen.
Let God be true and every diagnosis be a lie.
Amen.
So your attention is fully. Now, they have, God forbid, maybe an individual, let's say, you go to the hospital and they've given you a diagnosis that you have malaria. Let me use malaria. You have malaria. Instead of coming home to focus on I have malaria, focus on what the Bible says, that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. So even if they are treating you for malaria, they gave you injection, your focus should be by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's what it means to attend to God's word. Then it says, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. That means you should play healing messages around you. Play healing messages. We have several healing messages in this ministry. I mean, several healing messages on our Telegram channel. I have a channel particularly on healing. Dr. Anointed Tendi, just healing teachings. I mean, they are healing that you should just listen to, messages that you should listen to. Listen, each time you're listening to those words, they are doing something to you. The same way you don't know how that paracetamol will cure that pain, but you keep taking it. Likewise, keep taking the word. Did somebody hear what I'm saying? So you keep listening to the words and you also declare it, because what you are saying, you hear more. When you see the truth, you say it. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Someone say, is it fight? It's fight. I refuse to be sick. My sick days are over. I refuse to be sick. My sick days are over.
My sick days are over.
Especially when the devil begins to bring wrong thoughts to your mind. Maybe you just heard of someone that just was traveling and then he died from an accident. You declare that with long life, God satisfies me and shows me salvation. Because every wrong thought that is coming to you is a seed that is being sown. The devil is sowing a seed. He is knocking on your door. Can I come in? You reject it. Hey, it was Kedmo that said this, and I love this so much. He said, learn to put bouncers in your mind. I'm sure you've gone to some events, you see bouncers. Have bouncers. Anything that contradicts God's word, bounce it back.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It's a battle. It's a warfare. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be sick. My sick days are over. My sick days are over. My sick days are over. So he says, incline thy ear. So the second thing is to listen to the word. Number three, verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. What does that mean? It means that you should open the word of God and read it for yourself. Papa Hagen said that he knows most of these healing scriptures, but each time a symptom tries to show up, that he opens the Bible and read it again. There's something about reading the word of God. See, your Bible should not be the only soft copy you have on your phone. You should have hard copy. I don't know, but me, I don't get much revelation from soft copy. If I want to study, I have to use that hard one. The one that I can interact with. I see something I can circle and stay there. The one that I can write and reference later. I'm not against soft copy. But most times, most people, when you're reading soft copy and you left your data on, boom, 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 boom. Say, which one is this? Let me check. Which one is this? So, when symptoms come, open Isaiah 53 and begin to read it to yourself. Open 1 Peter 2:24 and read it. Even though you know it, read it again. Read it again. That is how it will not depart. Listen. Whatever you see, you remember. It forms a visual image in you. You know, we think in pictures. We think in pictures. We don't think in words. So whatever I'm saying now, it forms a picture in your mind. So whatever you're seeing, you remember. That is why if you are used to studying your scripture, for instance, you may be looking for a particular scripture. You may not be able to locate where it is, but you know the site is towards the end, down there. So learn to see the word of God. Don't be lazy. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And I told you, it just takes 45 minutes to read 4 chapters in a day. And if you read 4 chapters in a day, within 1 year, you finish reading the Bible. 45 minutes. I'm sure some of you here spend much more than that on social media. In fact, every one of us here, when you put together all the other things you do through the day, it's more than 45 minutes. Make it a discipline. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Someone met me the other day. Say, Sakai, this Bible reading, I dropped out. I have not been able to catch up. I said, why? He said, I've not been able to catch up, so I dropped out. I said, continue tomorrow. Just continue from where we are. It's not a competition. So don't discourage yourself, but read. Say amen.
Amen.
Then it says, keep them in the midst of the heart. Number four, keep them in the midst of the heart. Now, the things you have seen, the things you have heard, the things you attend to. If you attend to God's word, incline your ears to his saying, and you do not allow it to depart from your eyes, it will remain in your heart. So keeping God's word in your heart requires meditation. As you meditate on the word, to meditate means to think on the word. As you meditate on the word, it is established in your heart. And when you keep the word of God in your heart, God's word will sure produce healing for your body. So this is God's recommendation for taking his medication. Because the next verse says, for they are life to those that find them and medicine to all their flesh. Now, like every other medication, there is a prescription how you should take it. God's word, this is how to take it. Number one, attend to the words. Number two, incline thy ear to his sayings, listen to it. Number three, let them not depart from your eyes. Number four, keep them in the midst of the heart. If you're doing that, you're taking your medication. And as you're taking it, expect the word of God to heal you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say with me, the word of God works for me always. The word of God works for me always. Healing works for me always. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. The life of God in me destroys every abnormality in my body. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I will have what I say. I will have what I say. Therefore, I call my body well. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I call you well. In the name of Jesus. I declare that my sick days are over. My sick days are over. My sick days are over. In the name of Jesus. Every abnormal cell in my body, I curse you now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every abnormal cell in my body, I curse you now. I speak the life of God to every cell, to every tissue, to every fiber, to every system, to every organ in my body. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my body functions optimally. My body functions optimally. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say with me, my eyesight gets better with age. My eyesight gets better with age. My strength increases with my assignment. My strength increases with my assignment. I declare that the word of God is true. I declare that the word of God works for me always. The word of God works for me always. I choose to believe the integrity of God's word. I choose to believe the integrity of God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Save me by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, 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 I am healed. What he bore, I need not bear. What he bore, I need not bear. He himself took my sicknesses, my diseases. What he bore, I need not bear. Christ has redeemed me from the cause of sickness, from the cause of diseases. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'll live long, strong, healthy, wealthy. In the name of Jesus. I'll live long, strong, healthy, wealthy. I will live this life healthy and strong. In the name of Jesus. I will not die from sickness and disease. I will not die from calamity. I will not leave this earth as a victim. I will leave this earth as a victor in the name of Jesus. I will not die before my time. I will not die before my time. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Can we give the Lord thanks? Lift up your voice and thank Him. Thank Him. Our sick days are over. Our sick days are over. Thank you, Lord. Thank Him for healing. Thank Him for healing. Thank Him for healing. Glory to God forevermore. Thank Him for healing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we give Jesus a glorious shout? Amen.